So this is about the idea that when you get presented with the spiritual ends, which is, you know, heaven, whatever that means for people, there's a sense that that can be given without having to go through a process. And that's what this particular number is opening up, is the fact that you can't reach the end without going through the means to get there. So for all those who think of heaven as a place, it's just a case, well, the Lord can just open the door and let me in, right? So it should be easy. But when you understand that heaven is a state of mind, that is, the mind has to be a particular form and structure that's able to hold what is those heavenly loves, then it changes things up, because now something has to be done whereby those changes can actually take place. Otherwise, it's not possible for heaven to be present so far as our states are concerned. Came across an interesting number. So this is from the Arcana Celestia number 5847. And it says that there is only one life. So this is a summary. There's only one life, which is the Lord's. And the task for human beings in the world is to bring form to their souls. So it tells us that the Lord alone has life, and our purpose in being in the world is to give form to our soul. So the number reads this: no man, spirit or angel possesses any life that originates within himself. That being so, there is nothing he thinks or wills that can originate in himself. For a person's life consists in his thinking and willing, and his words and actions are the life that springs from them. There is only one life, the Lord's. It flows into everyone, but is received in varying ways, its reception being determined by the character a person has given his soul through the life he leads. While a person lives in the world, he is providing an outward form for the most pure substances that constitute his interiors, so that one may speak of him bringing form to his own soul, that is, fashioning its character. This form determines how the Lord's life flowing from his love toward the entire human race is received. And the Lord provides through the word the vessels that give form to our soul if we take those into our minds and allow them to restructure them so that we live from those. And that provides the basis for what is of heaven to be grounded within the level of our awareness. And that's why there's the incremental, the successive changes of state that are required. So we can, as of self, identify evils in accordance with our understanding of the word and act on that. That's what we can do. The Lord undertakes to do the rest, but that initiation and willing as of self has to be there. But even that is the Lord in us. That's the mercy of the Lord at work. So it's also about evils and falsities that still cling, have to be removed, because heaven can't dwell in evil. There's just a logical sense that that is so, obviously. But the process means that there has to be an unfolding, and that is what is involved in the liberation. This is the spiritual church, and it's stuck in hell, right? That this is the problem, this condition of the lower earth. Now, the spiritual church covers all those states whereby we're being led by truth toward what is good. And it's being liberated from the literalism of the text. I mean, that's one of the primary things, because it's only as we see the spiritual sense or how the text applies to our states of mind that any form of liberation can even begin. And so this idea of the power of the Lord, the outstretched arm, the arm that is outstretched is the internal sense of the word. That's what draws us and liberates us out of the literal aspect of the text, but also out of taking life literally, so that we can take these principles and apply them in every situation, not just in our life group or when we're engaged with the text. So it's about coming to a place where we can read what's happening in life from a spiritual perspective so that the word is actually operating in every area of our existence. So, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, that this signifies leading forth from hell by virtue of divine power. We tend to forget that when we're in our proprial states, we are in hell. Like, that's what they are. And it shifts my state. When I read stuff like the Lord speaking and he says, and I will liberate you from their service, I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. If I switch in my mind and think of that as the text speaking to me, rather than shifting into the Lord somewhere speaking, if I bring it right down to the text, so for, and I will liberate you, or, and I who am this text or the word will liberate you from Egypt, and I will redeem you, the word will redeem you with an outstretched arm, and the outstretched arm is the power of the Lord, and that's the internal sense coming forth through the letter. That is what saves, redeems, because it straightens out our thinking, it presents us with what is good and true, and we can see whether it is heaven or hell within. And the proprium is hell within. So again, it's important to see it that we're talking in terms of states, not an end product of you as a person. So to see these things within, the importance of it is that something can then be done about it. Work then becomes possible. So to bring us forth from hell is to bring us out of the proprium, or the belief in oneself as an autonomous, independent being, or to deliver us from negativity that flows from the anger when that's called into question in whatever situation we might find ourselves in. So we are all in hell when we believe in ourself as a self. You know, the idea of the need to build up a sense of self is a vital part of the process. I mean, the irony is that what we term low self-esteem arises because of our belief in ourself. Again, like, it's just another aspect of it that holds the mind in this vicious kind of circle. Right. So in our work, like, we see it when we see the proprium and we get really disappointed as it erupts in some situation, or, you know, it confronts us with something that doesn't fit with our self-image, or something goes on like that. And we become really down on ourself. Right. Now, the only reason that we fall into that kind of suffering is because we believe that it should be different. Whereas what we know from the word is that the proprium is nothing but evil and falsity. That's just something that's just about written on every page, right? So it shouldn't be a surprise when we see it. The problem is that we're identified with what's flowing in. So the teaching around recognizing that all good is from the Lord through heaven, all evil is from the hells. And that teaching is that if we saw things as they truly are, then we wouldn't own the evil flowing in, and we wouldn't own the good flowing in. But because we believe in ourselves, we do. And so we need divine revelation. We need the word to point out continually what's going on. We need it as the ground to bring us back from believing in ourselves, because we drink from that chalice every moment of every day. And so for us, the Lord has provided the word, which provides those structures and those teachings that are needed to hold the mind in a place where the Lord can work to regenerate us. That's why working with the word is so important.